Hello, this is Daryl War, and I was just not really kicking myself, but more just like, you know, that something needs to be talked about, needs to be discussed, because people do keep talking about this. But also, yeah, 17's going through grassroots right now. Now everybody's getting a little bit and getting back to me slowly, just because that's the cushion I need to know that the chat is going to be there, because I was using the honor system when I was first sharing the work, and the honor system stopped working because a lot of people were invited to the internet and weren't given the training they needed. So it's kind of like a lot of people without driver's ed just jumping in cars and going all over the place. So I have to get my needs met, and I figured out how to do that in this crazy 21st century. There is that, but I hope my tone of voice isn't troubling you, because I went for a walk, and that's something I didn't do yesterday, and I should have done it. And I was raring to go, too. I went for my walk and felt good to get all that energy out of my system. Natural human needs get met again, and better food and all that. I was on the phone with Lisa because I had a personal grief that I've been going through. I was getting the news of a friend passing away. Somebody that was very dear to me. We weren't that close, but it's one of those experiences we all have to go through. So I was talking to her, and of course, Facebook being what it is, and the groups being what they are, you know, it comes out. The venting has to come out. Because there was this huge thread about, I wish that Julia and Barnabas had romantically gotten together. And, of course, Lisa and I, and Melissa and I, and other friends, we've got each other. I think a lot of people who were wanting and wishing these things have the need to discuss it for something that they're not sure about. So that's what this podcast is about. It's about Julia Barnabas. You know, when I was on the phone, I just said, I don't understand it. I only understand marginally, and that is because there were a couple pairings. One was Dark Shadows, and it was very short-lived, the desire for Maggie to reciprocate Willie, because I thought, well, he's finally getting nicer, you know, wouldn't this be great? And understanding more about Maggie, but as I'm doing that, as I'm watching, you know, I'm wondering why she's not reciprocating, listening to her, watching her, and she's feeling very awkward about the fact that Willie has asked her to go out with him, basically. And she's really trying hard not to hurt his feelings, you know. She doesn't want to say no exactly, but it's making her feel really awkward. And was just something there where I was like, okay, so that's not going to happen. And it left my system when I just listened to her needs. And for my own needs, I was devising a way that he could get somebody romantically, because that's how a lot of us feel about Willie Loomis. And as the pit grew, one really big surprise was the ghost of Sarah Collins coming back was helping him out a lot. Didn't need to be a romance, but I still got a romance set up for him with Nurse Jackson, because she's peripheral enough that I do have to flesh her out quite a bit. And so there is that. How I understand the unrequited love thing with Willie and Maggie. That's something that I went through. Furthermore, much bigger, that troubled me for a number of years. And it wasn't a story that I was that attached to. It was just the slice of life stuff that I was looking for. Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. And they just seemed to be having such a good time with each other. The sisters and the neighbor's kids growing up together. There was a guy, his name was Lori, which is pretty funny, you know, just that sounds like a female name. But yeah, he wanted to marry Jo March. And they got on so darn well that I was really confused why Jo was saying no to Lori. And I watched more versions and I read the books. And as time went on, I understood what Jo March was looking for. And she was looking for an educator, and she wanted to be something on the order of that herself. And that made a lot of sense, but it took me a long time to reconcile Jo March's feelings. And also to read up on why Louisa May Alcott put it together that way. And that's as close as I get. That's as close as I get. I've learned to understand Jo March in Little Women and where she's coming from. Her and Laurie, the guy who didn't get her, he married another sister in the family that seemed to suit him. I always felt like, well, are you sure? But that's as close as I get is my difficulty with Jo March's decisions, which I've gotten over. I've gotten over, but that's as close as I get to understanding this non-canon romance need. That's as close as I get. And fortunately for me, I've worked through it. But then again, I've also worked through a lot of true life relationships. I've had a lot of rejections. I've had quite a few successes. I've had some really awful relationships too. And the rejections, yeah, they hurt. So I'm not sure if that's where people are coming from. Basically, what I want to do is open a door, because there does need to be dialogue about that. Because this non-canon romance with Julia Hoffman and Barnabas Collins, it got to the point where, okay, we have a Sam Hall TV Guide wrap-up. He's one of many writers of the Dark Shadows program. I saw that, and I heard Roger Davis read it, and I'm like, eh. I'm not buying it. Just something for TV Guide. You know, TV Guide fiction. I wasn't going to take his word for it, because I wasn't seeing that was where the feelings were being reciprocated. I was like, yeah, whatever. But I'm sure it confused a lot of people, and still does to this day. See, that's the thing. This show is 50 years old now. And these questions and longings and wishes and hopes are still being discussed. Now, going back to Little Women, because of my experience with Jo March, and I was reflecting on this, I've realized that if I went to a story, a fan work for Louisa May Alcott, in which Jo March picked Laurie, it wouldn't satisfy me. Maybe it would have years ago, but not now. And I think that might be what everybody is struggling with, that the stories are there. There's tons and tons of them with Julian Marvis. They don't satisfy a whole lot of people. They satisfy some people. Helena's one of them. Sure, there are others. But there is this need that's not getting met to a lot of fans of this non-canon romance. And it's really scary to see people getting pushy about it, because I've had to consult a lot of Barnabas Maggie fans when I reached out and said, what's going on? They felt all alone. They were the only one. Tons of viewers of this program feeling all alone and seeing stuff online that's rather nasty. And that's the other thing I just don't get about this non-canon romance is how militant it gets. And also complaining about the male partner in it. Complaining about, it's like you don't even like him. So why would you want a character you admire to be with a character that you don't admire? It's really twisted for me to look at this. But there is a need that's not getting met, and I want to open doors for people, because Lisa and I have Professor Stokes and Julia Hoffman getting together in our work, and it's very satisfying. You know, it's fulfilling. You know, I got needs that I got to get met, and they're getting met. But there's a lot of people out there that they're just not getting those needs met. And I realized, you know, sharing another slideshow to Ed is, that's not going to open the door. I just don't know where to put the platform, because people probably don't want to write on the weblog to me because they get all scared. And I don't know why Facebook doesn't scare you. I mean, it's eating away your mind. I hear more bad things about it than I hear good things when I have tried to remove myself very keenly. But yeah, sometimes I fall off the wagon and go because I'm hearing these things. These long conversations. I wish. Well, like they say, wish in one hand, crap in the other, see which one fills up faster. Oh, God. So I am concerned, because if these needs had been met a long time ago, if people felt satisfied with the stories, I wouldn't have gotten the hassles I did over the years. A lot of people wouldn't have got the hassles. So that's the question. And maybe you don't want to come to me to talk about it, but I'm here to talk about it if you would like. Just why do you personally need it? Why do you wish and hope and wish and hope? I mean, it's a soap opera. It's going to go downhill. My husband and I read the first series of Unfortunate Events, Lemony Snicket. We read it together. And it was kind of fun. But we didn't go any further with that series, that book series, because it was just all going to go downhill. With Dark Shadows, it was a little exciting, and it was also funny. You know, it's old style of writing. Quite stage performance in a lot of ways. Dialogue was quite good and interesting, and they had the spooky. So, and I also anticipated that the characters were going to be very disposable because of the daytime drama format. You're not going to care about these people. Oops. Here I am, caring a whole lot about all of them. Using every last talent I got to try and get a relief series going because I couldn't find one because I wanted one. I wanted things to work out. And yeah, all these problems that came up. But yeah, the desire for Julia Barnabas, there's something going on with a lot of people. And it has to be discussed to smooth it over. Why do you personally require this relationship? I was talking to Lisa, and she's like, well, they don't have anything in common. You know, Barnabas isn't dumb, but his field of interests are not Dr. Julia Hoffman's, whereas with Professor Stokes, they're very similar. And plainly put, Barnabas was not reciprocating. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a personal dilemma with relationships that you've had, or if it's just sort of wasting time. I don't know. I just don't get the personal need, but I really would like anyone who wants that non-canon pairing to find out why. What is your personal need for it? What's missing in your life that you're desiring this thing that didn't happen on TV? Because a lot of the stuff that's come out, a lot of the stories, they didn't work for you. They work for other people, but they didn't work for you for some reason. And then they keep making more and more of these stories and everybody getting irritated. Well, then, yeah, not only are you not being sated and fulfilled by these stories, you're getting angry because somewhere deep down, you know, Barnabas would not reciprocate her. And so then you get mad at him, I guess. And maybe that's why there's this hate at him. I don't know. But I'm very fulfilled by Julia Elliott. I'm extremely enjoying the process of getting them together because I can see it very easily. And when people aren't getting their needs met, I get concerned. That's why I don't watch the news, because there's nothing I can do about a lot of the tragedy and horror out there. I want something that I can do something about. And with my wealth of practice in entertainment, I could do something about a soap opera. Something different. And the reason I share it, getting the feedback, I love it. So I wish I could help more, I guess. And with this presentation that I'm doing now, I'm talking to everybody. Better than a slideshow with music. And that's not going to open any doors. Just going to confuse people. So, you know, I thought that over. This might. Me talking and just asking. And asking you to ask yourself, what's the need? With me and Joe March, it just seemed that the personalities fit with her and Laurie, but there was something more that she wanted, and I wasn't seeing that. It took a while. And with Willie and Maggie, Maggie was basically as nicely as she could putting him off and expressing, he's not for me. And I dealt with it, and I accepted it because I was listening to their needs. My needs weren't coming into the picture when I was listening. I work out my needs in my own real life. Another reason I got so into psychology, to know what the problems were, how to solve them, what are the answers. So yeah, if you don't want to come to me, that's fine. Hopefully you can find somebody to talk about this Julia Barnabas thing with, because I know a lot of you are looking hard, and just ask yourself. What's your personal need? Well, that's about all I can offer because it worries me. This show is 50 years old. It's over. The romance did not air on screen. It was written about possibly in TV Guide, maybe. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? But it doesn't seem to fulfill anybody. Very much, you know, a few people do get something out of the stories. And one of those people happens to be one of my dearest friends now. Just wish there was more I could do, but hopefully, if anybody is listening to this, hopefully I've helped a little bit. So just ask yourself what the personal need would be. Take care.